council at the table here today. We have our council president, Chris Bullock, council member Kilpatrick, councilman Sheldon, councilman Bell, councilman Hollins, councilman Smiley. And that gives us quorum. And we want to make a motion on the minutes for the previous finance committee meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. I'd like to also recognize that Councilor Renna has joined us. I think Councilor Street is also in the room and at the table.
It's always your call.
I know.
I think I've been made aware that Councilmember Dilla will probably not be at this meeting and she's got a little family emergency there she's dealing with. So we're going to move forward on today's agenda. Resolution 15-080, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2016 through 2021. And this will remain tabled until we vote on it with the budget.
Why can't we vote on this?
Councilman Smiley?
Yeah, actually, you know, this is the resolution that adopts the programs and the funding. It will be read into the record tonight and tabled, correct? It will be tabled right now. It isn't yet. It will be tabled, and it will be brought off the table at the appropriate time with the rest of the budget legislation as we pile it up in preparation.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Since it says 2016 through 2016, is that a misprint that needs to be corrected before tonight?
That is a misprint.
2016 through 2021.
Okay, but on my agenda it says 2016 through 2016.
Okay, on the...
As long as it's right on
yeah,
the...
Yeah, on the legislation it is through 2021.
Okay, as long as it's right there. That's,
yeah.
Thank you.
It is right in the title and in the body.
Okay.
And it does list the appropriate starting dates of July 1, 2015 through June 30th, 2021.
Okay.
That correction, the correct date will be on the resolution adopted for 2016 through 2021. Moving on to ordinances, amend the grants budget. 15-012, amend the grants budget, appropriate $500,000 for general funds tax stabilization reserve to the Innovative Development Empowerment IC Home Buyer and Homeowner Rehabilitation Programs Grant. I know Councilmember Diller had this. Councilman Hollins, did you have anything to say about this?
Yes, Councilwoman Diller is absent. She may be here later this evening. I'm not certain if that's yet an emergency, so I'll defer to her. We'll just wait until she gets here.
It is currently tabled and waiting the action of Councilmember Diller on that at tonight's meeting. All right. Moving on to other Newcastle County grant requests, community events, and one moment, shuffle my paperwork. Well, we have one grant application on the agenda today, Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This Harmony Woods Civic Association is requesting $500, and that's for a sign for the neighborhood to basically tell a couple signs on each entrance that they have meetings, yard sales, and so forth. It's for the public to see what's going on in the district there.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion?
So, yes, motion for $500.
Second.
We have a motion, a seconder for $500 for the Harmony Woods Civic Association for neighborhood signage and maintenance, advertising meetings. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, all grant is approved, one non-voting. All right, moving along. Update on county's reserve accounts. Okay.
Mike to finance. I'm going to pass out a little handout here. But I did notice that it says update on reserve accounts.
Yes.
I was requested to give an update on the sewer reserves. I would like to, in about 2 weeks, come back and give a. I had been talking about a PowerPoint presentation on all the reserves and treasury.
Well, for the record, if you're back, if I may.
Councilman Smiley.
Go back and review the tape. The request was for an update on all the reserve accounts.
The email I have
balance.
to send sewer.
To review the tape, that's what was requested.
So I'm here today to give a presentation on the sewer.
We'll take that presentation and then look forward to the other reserve account presentation and come find you.
Thanks.
Mr. Chair, if I could add to that.
Councilman Hollins, yes.
I think Councilwoman Diller, part of her concern about the program that's on the table had to do with the reserve accounts, because the $500,000 for the program is coming out of reserves, and her request was to give an update on those reserves specifically so that she can move forward with the legislation. So meanwhile, I think part of her reservation was to see just where we are with our reserve accounts, what's been spent, before she's satisfied with taking the money from the reserve account. So I think that's very critical to the position that she was taking about a month ago.
Councilman Smiley.
And I just want to say, Councilwoman Diller raising that issue in that meeting was what this was predicated upon.
Right.
Her request. Okay. Onward and upward.
And all those comments are, go to the point of County Council wants updates on the reserve accounts of the county. Today we'll have sewer, and then we'll entertain the other reserve account discussions if there's possible in next Friday's meeting.
Well, that would be good, because as I said before, I was hoping to do a PowerPoint for everyone to explain how the reserves work, where they come from for our funds, and how the Treasury works, how the accounting section, how the budget, how it all interworks, all the inner workings go together.
Okay, you proceed with what we have in front of us now.
Okay, well, what I have here is we're requested to provide information starting with the 6/30/2012. Oh, I'm sorry, here, Councilman.
Lou's making more.
Someone else was handing them out.
Lou's making more. There wasn't enough.
Okay.
In any case, so I did. Ed has put this together from back at 6/30/2012. This is a brief summary of how at 6/30/2012, the sewer tax stabilization reserve, and this doesn't include the rainy day, started off at 15.2. The sewer fund operating results, a negative 1.9, and the 9 point that reverted back on the cancellation of prior years left you with the sewer reserve stabilization reserve of 14.2 at the end of 6/30/2013. If you follow the same process, you'll see at 6/30/2014 it was down to 10.9, and the projections for 6/30/2015 are 10.1. Now if you go to the second page, exhibit 2, what I want to show you here is a little bit of insight. This is a statement from the financial statements on the net position of the proprietary funds. These are a lot of components that go into figuring what the cash, available cash, is going to be, which is figured by the outside auditing firm. But what I want to draw your attention to is if you go down this list, you'll see under non-current liabilities, there's a balance of $23,081,000. I had extra here, but I don't have enough for council. This number here, there'll be a restatement on the financials this year because the majority of this $23 million is capital recovery fees, which are, everyone knows the recovery fees, that it's a fee that we charge for connecting to our sewer system. It's not a liability. It's here as a liability right now. So what you'll see later is if you go to the next page, exhibit 3, this shows a computation for the available surplus. This shows the cash that they start off with at 6/30/2014, it's $59.7 million. If you go down, you'll see some of the deductions, and here again, you're going to see that escrow account is $23 million. So when you come down to this available balance of $25.1 million, which includes the rainy day, that number would now be approximately $45 million when the restatement is done for the financial statements. The capital recovery fees?
Yeah.
Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, and I apologize, I wasn't here last week. I did listen to recording, and it wasn't quite clear to me as to how this reverts from a liability to an asset.
It never was a liability.
But someone at one time made a determination for some reason.
I believe probably what took place over the years. So I was here with the Capital way back in the 80s and 70s when Capital Recovery was started. When the Southern Sewer was coming about, everyone was looking at using impact fees that they established. And they established the impact fee for the sewer fund, which had many restrictions on it. The impact fees do. Council came back and passed an ordinance, I don't have it with me, to change back from an impact fee to a recovery fee. Well, the original transaction for recording the impact fee was to debit your cash and credit your escrow account, because the funds went into an escrow account as a liability until that development was built and the homeowners were actually tied into the sewer. As a matter of fact, there's and if after so many years, I think 10 years, if the sewer was not built, the houses were not built, the funds had to be refunded. And we have refunded a few. But anyway, this was changed many years ago, and I think what happened is the process just continued on, and that's how it was going into the escrow account, as an escrow. We sat down with the auditors. I'd come across this because I had to review the transactions when I was doing a bond sale.
But as this is an estimated liability, it's also an estimated asset.
It's really not estimated, it's actual. These are actual dollars.
They will be there, or are there.
Yes, and so when we get to the year end with the audit and that, it'll all become official. What I want to show you is Exhibit 4 is another one of these computations. It shows the same reconciliation, and you'll see that same escrow amount in there. So what it's doing is, when you come down to the $25 million, as your net number on the bottom, it's really less reduced by that $20 million. It's no longer an escrow account. These are capital recovery fees. They're again, you know, it's a fee paid for sewer hookup, but there's three fees. This is one of them. And it's for, so the county can recoup its investment in the capital project. And it can be used for the retirement of the debt service associated with those costs. And if we step past Exhibit 4, Councilman Street.
Mr. Chair.
Councilman Street, sorry.
I'm just seeking clarification. Because what you said so far is evidently a previous auditor put this money in as a liability. Now current auditor or the last auditor put it in as, whoever did the audit put it in as an asset. So arguably between professionals, where you put the money, there's not agreement.
No. So far, Dave, everyone, through discussion with the current auditors, which you just started last year, they go down to land use and get an explanation on the impact fee. And they get the same explanation that it's being used for years and years. But it's not an impact fee, it's a capital recovery fee.
But the auditor prior to that had it in as a liability.
Yes.
And the current auditor, whoever, this administration, you, whoever's communicating with, puts it in as an asset. So arguably between professionals, there's a difference of professional opinion as to where this money should be placed on the financial statements.
No. It's the difference in opinion. Difference is.
It's a difference in opinion.
Whether it's an impact fee, whether it was an impact fee.
So it's then a difference of opinion between professionals as to where the monies should be placed on the financial statement. So if we've got two opinions, how is council realistically supposed to make a determination? Obviously, the administration made its determination, and obviously it looks better on the books if it's an asset. That doesn't make it real. I'm concerned about that. Second, I don't understand it. I'm not an accountant. But I don't know how you put it either place because it's not real money. You don't get it unless you collect it. And there's no guarantee that you're going to collect it just because somebody puts in the plan and says they're going to build a development. If the developer doesn't build it and nobody ties in, you don't know what you're going to get. So to me, there's a question, not being an accountant, as to whether or not it should be a liability, an asset, or something other.
No, this is actual fees for everything is done. It's not...
You only get it when you collect it, when it's paid. Is that correct?
And this is, yes, sir. This is collected. These are collected fees.
They're receivables that have actually...
These are not receivables. These are fees that were collected over the last 10 years.
Okay.
That's why it seems like a large sum of money.
So where then is a projection on the financial statements for whatever's going to be received for future tie-in and your long-term budget and on the financial statement?
We started to reflect that now in what you'll see in the upcoming checkbooks, which is attached here. We started to make some revisions to it. But it starts to incorporate recording the annual capital recovery fees, recognizing them as the revenue that they are.
Can we answer again, sir? Councilman Smiley, I think Councilman Kilpatrick.
I guess my confusion now is then if we have $23 million that was sitting there as a liability.
Not all of it, but probably about 95%. Some of it could be a liability. And some of it, it's not all capital recovery, $20 million. Right now we have 20.2, I believe, or 22 million. Okay.
We have $20 million. Okay. Let's just say $20 million, all right? Chump change.
Right. Round number.
We have $20 million. Capital recovery that had been considered a liability. Administration now is going to consider it an asset.
Not
to help balance the sword. All right, there will be $20 million that will be in the reserve. Yeah. I guess my question is then, if we had it as a liability, we knew we were going to move it to an asset. Why did we not use that $20 million to offset what we went to the bond market for the upcoming capital budget? Rather than borrowing $20 million more that we have to pay interest on.
Well, you could have that argument versus, I guess, borrowing...
It's not an argument, it's an observation. We can argue
interest.
That's an observation.
Low, it's...
But it's $20 million. So we're planning on spending all the bond money plus another $20 million. This isn't in the capital book.
Well, this will be used to retire the debt service over the next years to come. That's what it's designated.
Well, you said it could be.
Either
you said it could be.
You can either use it for capital or retirement debt service.
So we could retire $20 million now. Of the debt service and reduce our annual expenditure.
If you could look into the possibility.
All right, I've got a bunch of hands.
I'm tired.
Councilman Powers has joined us. Then Councilman Sheldon had a question. Mr. Wasserback, our auditor, has a question. Councilman Street. Go ahead. Councilman Sheldon.
I want to get back to the 23 million or 20 million where we're talking about. So that is not actual. I want to make sure this is money that we're thinking that's going to happen with the Southern Sewer or the capital.
This is money collected from north and south. It's both.
Okay.
It's not just southern.
Well, but the majority of it would be, I guess. So in other words, I guess when George asked about taking this 20 some million off, I don't see how this is a credit. I think of it as a liability also.
Well,
because it's not collected.
No, it is collected.
He says it is.
Well, that's okay. He said that. Okay.
Over 10 years.
But over the last 10 years.
Could be 9 years, but I'm just.
Okay, but so the money's there because it's in an escrow. That means it could be given back or something like that if it's not built.
But see, for years, council has been appropriating some of the impact fees and some of the capital recovery fees for the, for their, and that's what this has been used for over the years. What would happen is, when council was going to appropriate the funds for the retirement debt, an entry was made to reduce, take this money out of the escrow accounts, and then they bring it into it as a revenue and then reappropriate.
Right.
This establishes where it was supposed to be as a revenue.
All right, then. I'll probably come
okay,
back.
Bob Wasserbach.
Yeah, Bob Wasserbach, County Auditor. I first heard about this in the revenue budget hearing last week, and I must admit my notes, I've been a little star, because I wasn't in the meeting with the external auditors, but what I wanted to tell council was I'll be happy to speak to the current external auditors and the prior external auditors and get more information from council on the issue and the differences of opinion.
Okay. Did anybody else have questions?
I want to go to this, if I can.
All right, Councilman Smiley,
as a council member, I want to make an official request that the county auditor make those contacts for us.
Yes, please.
Is that a motion?
Yes, that's a motion.
So you need a second?
Second.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So he's not accused of running rogue on us.
All right, he's going to inquire with the auditor about this issue.
Yes.
Okay. Council member Kilpatrick.
I think Street is first.
Oh, excuse me.
Council Street. Want to be gentlemen.
Okay. Councilmember Kilpatrick, your preference.
Thank you. Okay, I will be the first to admit that I can do checkbooks, but I don't do big funds. But I guess I still do not understand how it's set under liabilities if it's money that we have actually collected. If it's money that you actually collected and it's in an escrow account, either that would be neutral or it would be positive. Why is it a liability? To me would be a negative. And how, if it's a negative, how do you take it out of that account and then transfer it over to positive? But if you didn't take the whole 20 million out, you only took 10, you still would have the other 10 that was the negative, while you then made the first 10 a positive. I mean, this just seems like very strange bookkeeping to me.
Councilman Street, and then we're going to go to Councilman's mind.
Well, if Paul was still president, I'd be screaming, this reeks of mischief. In his absence, it just appears to me, I feel like somebody playing financial shuffleboard with $20 million. And I don't know how we make decisions when folks are playing financial shuffleboard with $20 million. So what's where? Maybe I'm confused, maybe I don't understand, but I don't know how you take $20 million and go from one extreme to the financial spectrum to the other. This doesn't make good sense to me.
Councilman Smiley and Councilman Hollins.
And I may be totally off base with this, but let me try to riddle this. It is an asset, it's considering it an asset because we have collected those funds, correct?
Not 100%.
It's
an asset because they are our funds. If we could still collect funds and have a liability, an escrow set up that we may owe someone the money. So it's not
that's what I'm asking. We have collected these funds.
And they are our
funds. And they are our funds.
Right. We're not going to be returning them to anyone.
None of them. Every one of these associated with this has made a connection.
The capital recovery.
That have made it. I'm saying they've connected. You made a statement earlier that there are some funds in the past have been returned because they didn't connect.
Yes. And there's still a few more
there. None of these would be, none of this money would be there.
No, and remember, some of this is also a good chunk of this is from up north, too.
Because, it doesn't matter. I've got properties in Fair Winds that aren't connected to the sewer that paid a fee 30 years ago and still haven't connected yet. So what I'm trying, because I could see that as a liability if we collected, but they hadn't connected yet.
Right.
That would make sense to me as to why an auditor would put that in the liability account, because you don't own it yet. But you're saying we do own all of this.
Yes.
So we have another account that's paid into in anticipation that could possibly have to refund money out of?
There are some impact fees that were collected because there were still some developments out there, to understand, were under the old agreement. were impact fees.
And that money's in a different account?
No, it was in here too. But it will stay here. The only piece that will come out...
Until we return it.
But that would be a liability.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. There is
so it makes...
But that's like $500,000 or $600,000 maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, it's nothing large. I guess the best part of
it... But that clears it up to me as to why someone would have classified a liability. Because no one's tracking what's done, what's not. I'm
all right, I got Councilman Hollins and Councilman Kilpatrick.
Well, it just seems to me that if the money has been collected, I just don't understand how you would continue to call it a liability.
Right.
If you have the money, if what I'm understanding to be correct, then it's not a liability. So I think it's a correction that needs to take place. The only thing that's a little bit, as you're saying, a small part of it could be...
Well, remember, it's a generic title here, escrow account.
So
that's why.
I see it personally more of a correction.
It's
I think
financial
what
money.
The auditor is saying should be actually performed, but I don't understand how you have $23 million in your possession and you consider that a liability. That just defies any kind of accounting logic to me.
Well, there's going to be a restatement when the auditors come in and do their audit. That's when I'll do
I agree that there's no lien against it.
Okay. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Okay, again.
And Councilman Powers.
So if I collect
I recognize he's joined us
$20 million
right.
out of the 23, I have collected. I don't understand why those two aren't separated and why if I've collected that 23 and we know that every single person is hooked up, that there's nothing out of that 23 escrow, 20 we've collected. I've collected every penny and every one of those people are hooked up to the sewer, knowing we will never have to give back any of that $20 million. How can that still be a liability? Why wouldn't you have that on the positive side, separate these two and say, let's say there's 3 million or 600,000 or whatever it is that we have collected as an impact fee, but the houses have not been hooked up and they may never be hooked up, and ultimately after however many years when it falls off the books we end up paying that money back. In my mind those two lines need to be completely separated, not mixed together.
And it will when this is redone next year's financials. You will have,
and so then we have the issue again of okay, so we have all of these projects that we're doing, we went to the bond market, we figured that we had to bond for X number of millions of dollars, and why would we not take the 20 that we have sitting here and bond for less?
Well, this issue was actually settled after that. Okay, I actually settled it prior.
What issue was settled? I missed that.
I hadn't sat with the auditors to shore up with this issue.
Yes.
What I had come across.
Yes.
Because I had only come across it talking with the rating agencies in the bond sale process. I had to explain, I was trying to explain what these escrow amounts were.
Because as they're looking at our numbers, they're saying, oh, look, you have this $23 million liability.
Well, it's a large liability, and it was going up every year. So that's when I came across it, looking at the entries. The entries being done were...
But rather than using, I mean, in my mind, I have this $23 million under liability. I've now bonded for, let's say, theoretically, all of the projects that we are going to do. Now I have this $20 million sitting there that somebody can say, oh, look, we have $20 million extra dollars. There's my slush fund.
Well, you can't because it's still, it'll have a designation. It'll be designated for debt service retirement.
Well, it may be, but it's not on the report.
But it'll show up as a debt. When you go back to like probably Exhibit 3, I want to say, it may be something. It would be something similar in here that'll show the designation. I don't have. I thought I did, but the $25 million eventually breaks down to I think it's 14.1, 14.2
rainy
day reserve.
Yeah.
Okay, and what I'm trying to say is. When this $25 million, let's say if it went up to 40, it would still have the 14.2 rainy day, then it would show 20 designated capital recovery, you know, it's designated.
Yeah.
That's the issue, it's designated. Then it'll come down to the balance, which would be about 10 or 10.1 million, will be the balance of what's left in the reserves, and that's the stabilization.
But this is dated June 30th, 2014.
Right.
So basically, there has been a year that this money has been sitting there as a liability, and I have no guarantees that it's still there, because I'm seeing something that's a year old.
Well, these are from the financial statements. I have to use numbers that, you know, can be tied back to something. The good part about it is, maybe the bad part is, that I didn't bring the auditors with me. Once the county auditor discusses it with the auditor and comes back, I don't understand.
All right, well, I think we just need to remember that we're looking at this $23 million and that we need to see when it is actually moved over and that it is actually still there to be moved over.
Yes. Councilman Powers.
I came in late, but I'm kind of getting the gist of it. And knowing Councilman Bell's in my district, this is the impact fees?
For capital recovery.
That's capital recovery. Because I get it all the time. People have put up $10,000. They put it up 10 years ago. They couldn't collect it until after 10 years. If you take 20,000, that's only 2,000 lots. How many lots do I have floating out there, Bell and I, that are not, nobody's collected on? We have no sewer running down there. They've collected the money. It becomes a liability because they can apply any day for that money once they get past 10. Now, we could have gone for the past 10 years, and it only started because we had a few come up and were itching to get their money because they knew they were never going down there. A lot of them don't even know it's there, that they can collect $10,000. But now we're getting the years where it's getting more because they were about 13 years ago. So it's starting to pile up. These people could collect their money back.
There is a small
and we've had, yeah, we've had them call and collect it. They call me a lot because they'll say, is there any chance they're ever going down this road? And I'll be like, well, you got to remember the fee could go up. So some of them I've prolonged because we may run down that road, and if their system fails, they're never going to get another septic permit. They're going to have to hook into it. But a lot of them are like, I want the $10,000.
Right, but 95.
Now, I want to know how many numbers are floating out there. That would tell you how much you got liability.
We can show you the general ledgers.
Yeah, I mean, we need to know what the number is of how many have paid their $10,000, because that's what the sewer impact fee is.
Right, but it's capital recovery, so they changed it, is what happened.
Recovery.
The only ones that are sitting out there are where those early impact fees were collected.
Yeah, and they were right about, they would be coming up.
Right, and they have been.
They're all coming up.
I know they refunded some last year.
Yeah, I know you have, because we've helped with it.
Mm-hmm. Councilman Kilpatrick. Yeah.
But that's like apples and oranges, because you already told us that at least 20 of this 23 means that they are already hooked up to sewer. So they paid their money and they got hooked up. There is no if about that 20 million.
No, right. No. Remember,
that's what he said.
Yeah, but these still could be floating up.
Well, that's why I said they should be separated, so we know definitely who paid.
What we got in the bank.
Exactly. It's a liability. It's a liability if we believe it could be taken back. It's not a liability once they connect to sewer. It then should be moved to another line. It's asset. We own it.
Those records are all there. They're not here.
But I can tell you, you've had more than 2,000 hookups.
But he just told us that that the 20 million means that each one of those fees has now been hooked to sewer, so there's no give back on those
Council
monies.
Councilman Powers, a lot of this is also from up north too. It's not. Just
I understand, and so there's places up north, and just says I had that where he's talking about that they won't run the sewer across the road. I'm 40, so I had places that were on septics that they will not. So they, if they built there, they paid the impact fee, and they don't have sewer. They're on a septic, and even we've had to replace septics on there that aren't hooked up to sewer.
That's what it should be.
But Councilman Smiley, where he was talking about, used to be like part of my area on that side. They're on the north side, but not on the south side.
All right, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It just seems to me that change from impact fee to capital recovery occurred, that the accounting procedures didn't keep up. So yeah, I think now is a correction. Yep. I think once we get the auditor to talk to the other auditors, I think we will better understand this. Right. But to the point that was being made the bond market, I mean, historically, this government has done that.
Right.
It's not the first time we've gone to the bond market where we have assets available, and the previous auditor going back when this administration was here before made that same argument. You know, why are we going to the bond market when we have this much money? So it's kind of an old argument. I guess it's a philosophical decision to make. But again, we approve the bond market that this council approved, us going to the bond market. So, but that's just a reality that has happened. But I think that, well, we can talk about it for a very long time, but I think once the auditor talks to the other auditor, it brings some clarity to it. It's a little bit confusing, but I tend to agree with what the general manager is saying. A small portion of it, because of the impact fee that is still residual part of this, it should be separated, as Councilwoman Kilpatrick is saying. I don't think it's a mess cover up here. I think that once the accountant gets caught up with this change in terms of impact fee to recovery fee, then we'll clearly understand what's going on here. But at any rate, all of the money has to be spent on sewer. We can't take the sewer fund and do other kinds of things with
it. Councilman Smiley.
I think I have clarity now. I still want the auditor, because I'd like to know, basically for curiosity's sake, as what went on. I mean, capital recovery, I really, you collected before they were connected, or the impact fee. Capital recovery, we're collecting when they connect. So therein lies a big difference. For today, for now, I want to make this observation once again, as per Mr. Koop's comments. When we went to the bond market, we didn't know we had $20 million. So that's $20 million we didn't know we had. We've gone to the bond market, we got it. We did the bonding. We now know we have $20 million. I see no reason why we can't retire $20 million worth of debt, because that's money we didn't know we had when we went to the bond market, and cut back on the payments that we're making. I ask that that be looked at. Simple as that. We didn't...
Why?
If it's found money,
a couple comments.
Let's get rid of some debt.
My understanding, going into this fiscal year, we were running approximately $2.5 million deficit in the sewer fund, and that's been my understanding over the past several years. The fund was running a deficit in the operating fund. Okay, so now we have a seemingly very different scenario here. I think council's legitimately concerned and wants to have full understanding of it. Regarding bonding for sewer, most of it is sewer rehab in Brandywine 100, the bulk of it. And I don't know how that figures in with capital recovery, because it's general sewer rehab of, you know, sewer, main sewers. And I guess it just, our debt service for that just comes out of the general revenue.
We collect a capital recovery to help with a lot of the treatment plant capital costs that we're charged for.
Okay. But I mean, all the debt we are floating to do sewer rehab at Brandywine 100, which is now approximately $100 million, that debt service is just being paid out of the general, operating fund, or out of the revenue we receive as part of sewer, because there are no capital recovery fees as such being charged where we're, resewering existing neighborhoods. Is that correct?
Right. Where you're doing the rehab, as you said, unlike where anywhere up north they're doing rehab, obviously we're not paying a capital recovery.
Right. And that's where the bulk of the bonding is gone. So,
correct.
Except for the central core, where we put $30 million. Councilman Street.
I think it's a little bit more serious than we're talking about, because we raised sewer rates based on information in the financial statement. Okay, and sewer rates go up. I don't know what happens to y'all, but I know I get tongue lashed a whole lot of places where folks get their sewer bill. So we raised sewer rates based on what was on the books,
yes.
And now there's a $20 million difference. I just think it's a bit more serious than what we're talking about. Because you make a decision like that because it's supposedly more being spent than coming in. And according to what I'm hearing today, that was and is not the case. But we raised rates, so I've got some major concerns.
Well, the funds were still, as I said earlier, appropriated when necessary. They've been approved in, I don't have the numbers in front of me in the past budgets and that, but some of the capital recovery fees have been appropriated.
Well, now, if I could make a comment, now we're looking at available financial reserves, and that's just the general reserve excludes the rainy day. Now we're in a position where we're actually, in the outlying years, increasing the reserve funds.
If you look at this checkbook scenario,
Yes. Exhibit 5.
Because, and probably around somewhere in the out years, it'll be changing. But this here is going to help keep the sewer fund in good position for the next years to come.
Councilman Sheldon.
Would there be any time, Mike, General Manager, that you can take the $20 million that we've got and just put it with the 10.1? To have the one fund, you can't do. You're saying you cannot do that if that
is. Well, because it would be designated. You couldn't say it's a part of the sewer stabilization reserve to be used in any way. I mean, it's still going to be used for the operating, but you're technically using it for the debt service. It's still part. It would always show. It shows as a good position.
Okay, so we just never had that. Okay, I see where you're coming from. I see where Mr. Smalley's coming from. I get there's just a Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
Well,
you go back and forth.
It is
with your mind.
Dumb.
Oh, okay, thank you.
It is an auditing issue, and the auditors will, give a better explanation than I can.
I'd like to recognize that Councilman Tackett's joined us at the table.
I do want to remember that Mr. Smalley and I decided to just use the number 20 million because it was easier.
Right, now we got, it shows 23 and we don't know how.
Exactly 20 and it ends up being 19.
Right.
Because when the auditors do,
we understand that because I know where Mr. Powers is coming from. There's there's like 10,000 lots, right? That is buildable now. We're saying something like that.
Septic's waiting for a sewer, or a big sewer goes by.
So I mean, that was what we heard before.
The fees down there. They're in a there's a general ledger account with each development name there. The fees are collected, and what's impact fees and what isn't impact fees.
Councilman Redd.
Thank you, Mike. So ultimately, there's going to be another audit, or another audit paper coming out.
Well, no, it'll be the annual audit.
The annual audit coming out, and it's going to have this in it, and it's going to be more finalized than we have right here. So what we're doing, we're banging our heads against the wall until we get something finalized in front of us.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring this forward so you know that the sewer fund is in.
We can do the paperwork, we can read the paperwork until we get the final. We won't have anything in front of us.
Right, it's technically not audited.
Then we can argue.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
In Exhibit 5, where we're showing use of available cash balance as being 1.3 million in the red.
That is what was appropriated in the current fiscal year 15. I just want to give the council a copy of it. So it was just appropriated in 2015 budget?
Yes.
That's what that 1.3 is?
Yeah. But we had some discussion about the possibility of raising fees again this year because we were in the red.
And my understanding was about approximately $2.5 million.
So I guess I'm not getting how we could be in the red and being told that we need to raise fees when that approximately $20 million is sitting there under liabilities, which is really an asset.
Well, that's why I'm just bringing all this up now. It's like I said, I just came across this as we were doing the bond sale. But what I want to point out is, if you look at 2015, available financial reserves start the year out of 10.9. And at the end of the year, it is still projecting an $800,000 deficit in what took place here. Now, I think that'll probably go away as we start this new year, recognizing all the capital recovery fees in the current year that they're received, which is approximately right now, we've been using about, we're talking about 4.2 versus probably a budgeting right now about 2 million.
Well, I guess at this point, I'm certainly with Councilman Street on being very leery about raising fees on anything until we have something that seems solid and believable.
Well, that's why I wanted you to see the shape that, you know, the sewer's not in bad shape.
Well,
that's not what we're doing,
I just think, you know, it's a reversal of a scenario. And I think you've seen the skepticism around the table. And I share, you know, some of that. But if it turns out that, you know, we get a little break here by recategorizing some of these funds, that's great. If it's real, that's great. If it's not real, you know, that's the other thing.
Well, so, I think Councilman Hollins, you know, he said it best when he explained it.
Right. Councilman Smiley.
The only other question I have, since we are on sewer, and I hate to be up around a bad pill, but in regards to the Artesian situation, have we either collected or repaid for shortages or overages for all of the retail or commercial accounts that we have, apartments, shopping centers? Is there anything out there?
There's no change to those.
So we haven't refunded any money to any apartment complexes or anything else in regards that are on Artesian, in regards to overbilling or anything?
I can't answer that right now off the top of my head. I'd have to go back and research that. But I can say that...
But you said there's been no change.
I said that the commercial billing was done monthly. They were paying continuously. There was no 15 months.
Okay, separate and apart.
In the residential.
Okay. So yeah, an apartment would be different. Because I got a lot of apartment complexes in my district. So did we do anything with those? Could there be a liability out there on that to this fund?
No liability.
But we may owe them money.
No.
No,
that would be a liability if we owe them money.
It was only residential.
No,
well, that's what I'm trying. Residential.
I'm getting two answers.
But I'm not.
Yeah, you said you didn't know. You had to go look and get back to me.
Could you
so
ask
now you're saying there's no way.
You asked if we refunded any, and I said I would have to go back and see.
Well, if there's no difference, there's no change. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we'd have to look. We wouldn't have refunded anything.
Well, there shouldn't be. Sorry, sir, I'm not going to give an answer I don't have with me.
Well, as soon as I'd appreciate it if when you got back to the office and you were told what the answer was by the executive office, you'd give it to him.
All right.
And I'd ask you to look. I'd like to know and see whatever documentation there is if any apartment complexes have been reimbursed as regards an overcharge with Artesian. Because if they have, then I want all the ones in my district looked at. Okay. It's a good thing we only got one reserve account today.
Yes, but it was worth examining.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I guess my other question is, do we have any large sewer accounts that are in arrears out there? Any large...
Commercial?
Like, for years we didn't...
Well, there are delinquent accounts out there. But the collections, you know, are still very good in the sewer as well as in the general fund.
What is the estimated amount owed to the sewer fund?
Russ, when we were just going over some numbers today, I think the delinquent collection this year is estimated at $3.5 million is the collected amount.
Who do we think is going to do the next one?
$3.5 million in arrears in accounts.
Right, because there's some people that pay, you know, naturally a couple months late, so they're considered delinquent.
Okay.
Same with commercials.
We don't have any large, like, NVF accounts out there. All the industrial is caught up.
I don't know. You don't think, Ed?
No.
Okay. I guess we're going to move along here unless there are any questions from members of council, and we'd like to have clarified the, in the next finance committee meeting, how this $23 million in capital recovery fees is going to be classified in terms of financial statements. That's really the nub of the matter, and how it changes the dynamics of financial reserves and obviating the need for a sewer increase. Because obviously, you know, I've been the biggest proponent of it when you're feeling like you're running major deficits, mm-hmm. but if we're not, and you know, I'm not going there with that idea. I mean, we're doing well. I think I reflect the skepticism of the members of council and round table about it. But you know, we don't get too many breaks in this county financially. Right. Maybe we get one on this one. You know?
No, I think it's a good break. Perfect.
Any other questions, comments from members of council on the presentation on today? The sewer reserve. We're looking forward to the other reserve accounts for the operating and general reserve budget in the next agenda. And any other comments, questions from member of the public? All right. Next, presentation of the county's short and long-term investments under other.
Okay, I know Councilman Smiley had asked me to return to the Finance Committee and provide investment comparison between UBS and prior investment managers. That might get council. Yep. Including fees. And I just want to say that recently, while reviewing the current draft audit from the county auditor, I've noticed that these items are included and discussed in the audit report. And because of this, I'm working on a response to the audit, so I have to respectfully refrain from presenting any information until this audit's complete.
Councilman Spott.
Well, quite honestly, I think it's an inappropriate delay. Apparently, you're not prepared to do it. You stay here. It's going to keep going on the finance agenda. So just figure it on every finance agenda until we get it. Well, understanding that we're going to be getting up against the budget, and it is relevant to information. So it'll be on the next one for the 28th.
And that's fine, because my response is due next week. I just don't feel comfortable commenting on issues that are included in this draft report that I have to respond to.
Well, council doesn't know what's in the report.
So. Council has not been presented with the audit report.
We don't get the draft, so. Okay, so we'll see it on the, we'll have it again on the 28th.
All right. Moving on, any other questions, comments on the presentation of county's short and long-term investments? Questions, comments? Moving along. Under other, Councilman Smiley.
Yeah. If I can have everybody's attention, I want to go over a little history with council, bring you up to date to a situation I understand took place today. Unfortunately, I could not attend the NICFAC meeting, and the recording was not online for me to listen to yet. But I want to bring council up to date. A while back, there was a big dispute throughout the county about the investment procedures in county government. We had a lot of discussion around this table. I went and met with the county executive. We had a long discussion, proposed to the county, and we had a couple pieces of legislation that Councilwoman Kilpatrick had prepared. Proposed to the county executive that council, if council agreed, we would request of NICFAC, if they agreed, that they would review the investment policies. The county executive and I had a meeting of the minds. That was the agreement. I came back to council, explained that. We had discussion. Council passed a resolution asking NICFAC to do just that. I had it placed on the NICFAC agenda, went there, we spoke on the issue, I spoke on the issue, Nick, and I explained to NICFAC, we understood that it was not required under their charge of duties, but would they do this for counseling? Explained to them that I was not putting them in the middle of anything, because council had agreed and the county executive had agreed. With that in mind, they voted to do it.
Mr. Coop provided them with the investment policies, and the process was begun. Councilwoman Kilpatrick tabled her legislation. I wasn't there today, but it's my understanding that Mr. Guy of the executive staff came to the NICVAC meeting, however you want to phrase it, those that were present in the room were put in a position where a vote was conducted for them not to review the investment policies as council had agreed and requested and they had agreed to do. The numbers are still somewhat a mystery to me until I can hear a recording. I'm not sure they had a majority vote. I am sure in my own mind, and I have responded to everyone that's on the NICVAC chain, email chain, that I believe they were put in a position to violate FOIA because that issue was not advertised to be discussed or voted upon. All of that being said, I am more than outraged that once again, I extended the olive branch, met with the executive office, reached an agreement. Only this time, I brought all of council into it, and for that I apologize, because we thought we had an agreement. It was there, it has been going. Then all of a sudden, the people who we asked to serve on this advisory board on a voluntary basis have been put in the middle of something. Unfair to them, unfair to us, but more importantly, unfair to residents of Newcastle County. But they did it. I don't know what the end of this is going to be, because I am not going to ask these volunteers from Newcastle County to put themselves in the middle. I am going to ask, as what my, in order to protect themselves, I think they may, I'm not an attorney, I think they may need to advertise this on their agenda and do it properly to protect themselves. But that's what has taken place. So that's, you know, someone ranted here the other day about open communication and everything. Well, we had it. We tried it. This was the result of it. And it's, quite frankly, it's freaking disgusting. I've only been on council 11 years, and this is the worst year yet. This is the worst year yet. All of that being said, I hope all the council will join me as I ask Councilwoman Kilpatrick to dust off her legislation, prepare it to lift it from the table, and let's create the oversight committee and put it on the books. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
The only reason that it was tabled to begin with is because we were midstream in the audit or going into the audit, and it was my understanding that the audit was going to have a recommendation that to create an oversight board, and the only reason I did not want to do it is I felt like we would look foolish if I did it and then the audit said this is how it should be created, and then we had immediately turned around and recreate the board. So my understanding is that the audit will be released within about a week and a half, and I guess that I would at this point like to see so the composition of what they're suggesting so that we can tweak the whole thing, and then we'll bring it up.
Your legislation, I just ask that you do it. And I will support it.
Thank you. And I have no reason to not bring it forward. Nothing has changed from when it was drafted to now that I can see that makes it any better. I just don't want to have to do two pieces of legislation.
I agree, but I hope it would be a different pathway. Simple as that.
Okay, any further questions, comments on the comments made under other regarding the NICVAC and the review of our investment policy, failure to do so at the meeting today, and going forward with legislation to create a financial oversight board for investments for the county. Any questions, comments? Okay, anything from the public? Any comments from the public?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Finance Committee meeting.